I think people in Ungar must have thought we were German soldiers when we were coming through with all our helmets on and everything. I don't suppose they'd seen many Yanks. And down there, we just worked constantly in mud, mostly up to our knees. And in the morning, you used to get up out of a tent and put your feet in water. There's not much that you can say that's good about being at an Air Force construction area, because it is nothing but mud and sweat and dirty work, concrete flying all over the place and lorries running up and down runways, which are partly built, knocking down trees with bulldozers. Those they couldn't bulldoze down, they blew up. The good things were, we had Liberty runs to Brentwood, Chelmsford, Ungar, and it seemed that each town that we went to, they sort of had dances for the soldiers. Also, we had our own people come over, like Jack Benny and Benny Goodman, people like that, which gave us pleasures. But most of it was just damn hard work. It was a case of up and doing your shift and getting your pleasures when you could. We used to go to dances in the Corn Exchange, and at times they had a little bit of ruckus with the British soldiers because I think the Yanks were making a little bit more money than they were, and that wasn't very popular. But from Winningare we went to Boreham, and we just sort of did a little patching up over there. But Winningare itself, the base was three runways, 2 a mile long and 1 6,000 feet long, 5 mile of perimeter track, and they were all done in 86 days. The engineers from all over the country came to see this work because nothing like it had ever been done before in this country, which makes me feel a bit proud.